Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You see it all around you. Good loving gone bad. And usually it's too late when you...
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Stretch your brain back down. Jim Blasingame, I am the Small Business Advocate. My website's a... SmallBusinessAdvocate.com, the work of my book, The Third Ingredient, or the number three, The Third Ingredient. I'm having a visit with a new friend, Jason Benoen. He is a global surveillance product manager at Seagate Technology. Seagate. If you know anything about digital hardware, you know about Seagate because I've been using their products for a long time, pre-internet, Jason. And you guys do a good job over there. And tell us about Seagate. What are you guys up to these days?
Well, we're, as a lot of people already know, that we do hard drives, right?
Yep.
But we go beyond that. Yes, hard drives, solid state drives. When I mean going beyond that, we're looking at external drives, USB drives, and even now to systems. So we actually provide servers as a solution for customers out there. So we think of ourselves as more of a data storage solution provider nowadays.
Mm-hmm. They've been doing it a long time, and they're good at it. So, Jason, we're talking about some research you guys did in regard to how small business owners feel about their data, and we were talking about managing data earlier in the previous segment. We were talking about the having a hybrid situation, not just cloud, not just resident storage, but both and. I'm backed up in the cloud. I'm backed up on my – I've got it on my resident hard drive, and I've also have peripherals. And, and that includes thumb drives. And these days, with all of the cybercrime and power outages and coronaviruses, you just can't have your data backed up in too many places, can you?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say the more copies that you have of it, the better, especially during these times. You never know when a fire or a flood will happen where your local drive may get damaged. And so it's always good to have an off-site backup to...
Right.
Make sure that your data is still intact so you could go ahead and download it.
And it's always good to have multiple copies. I know people who use cloud-based applications and their files are there too. I don't understand that. I can't handle that. I could not. That just gives me the willies to think that my stuff is, that Google possesses my stuff. And I don't use that stuff. I don't use it. I'm a little bit of a throwback, I guess. I use cloud-based applications, but I don't want them having my stuff, and I use them judiciously. What do you think?
Yeah, it depends on your data, right, and how important it is to you. So, like, for example, you can have all your data, like your tax returns is one, you know, all your personal data there. You could have it all stored on your NAS or a network attached storage box that's locally within your network, right? And then anything that you feel comfortable that, say, like pictures or something of that, like where even photographers would maybe even like to upload it to the cloud so that way they can have access to it when a backup is needed.
Right. No, that makes sense. Sharing, file sharing makes a lot of sense in the cloud. No question about it. That's very handy.
Yeah, and a lot of businesses, even for hospitals, right, especially with patient information, they want to keep it on the premise, right? And so that way all their information is confidential there, and they don't want to store it up on the cloud just because of that. And then if that's the case, instead of storing on the cloud, what they would do is have their server on premise, and then have it back up to another offsite backup with like another office, a remote office where they're able to go ahead and synchronize the data there so that way they have that backup in case of anything happens.
Do you recommend the USB drives now for peripherals? I mean, you can get a terabyte on a USB drive now, can't you?
Yeah, the good thing about having a USB, and a lot of photographers like to use it just because of its performance, right? Mm-hmm. It's right there. It's easy.
They just
it's convenient. Yeah, it just works. It's been there for a while.
No moving parts. Solid state is awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. But there is issues that come up, right, where they can lose it, right? Right. So while they're traveling, they're taking doing a photo shoot, they lose it. So
they
that's
get
an
broken.
Issue, right?
They
Another
get
is
too. You
yeah,
really,
or
you,
yeah, it's
they're
broken. Yeah. They keep breaking easily the connection.
They get left in the pants. And they get left in the pants and they get washed. That's not good either.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's happened to me a few times. But but the good thing is that with a USB drive, yes, it's fast. You could essentially have two copies of it mm-hmm. locally on the hard drive of your laptop or PC, and then on the USB drive too as well. But, yeah, customers tend to, or users tend to lose their hard drive or their USB drive quite a bit. So it's always good to have it backed up or have multiple copies of it.
Jason, I need your website.
Especially offsite.
I need your website. I need to know how to find this research. Go ahead quickly.
Yeah, www.seagate.com.
And the research is there on the website?
I believe it's there. I'd have to double check and make sure.
Well, just look for the Seagate research on small businesses and their data. Hey, Jason, good job, and we'll see you next time. Jason Benoit, ladies and gentlemen, with Seagate. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.